Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle to lines to control. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophet wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program tonight on the Revelation Radio Network. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program. And welcome this afternoon on this 24th of February 2014. And we are here every Monday from 8 to 10. And tonight, I want to talk about current news, but I want to talk to you about, in relative to the current news, try to explain the real way this world is set up, and it's set up by what's called the Hegelian dialectic. The news on the TV, TV programs, newspapers, history books, man, you just name it. It's all controlled by using the technique called Hegelian dialectic. And so it makes everything almost null and void. I mean, we're talking in Congress. This is a sweeping statement to make, I guess. But the point of the matter is you can actually prove it, if what I'm saying is true. So when you see on TV, State of the Union, when you are listening to Congress debate and you're watching it on TV, wars start, I mean, literally, everything is contrived. Boy, that's hard to deal with. You know that? Sounds almost like a, conspiracy theory. Well, it's no theory. And what people do when you start telling them this truth is they start running away. Running away is not going to solve it. Running away, you're going to be left with the same perplexity that you started with. How much sweeping? Well, let me tell you. Literally, here's how sweeping it is. The class is taught in history, politics, finance, literally, at Harvard. Although the principles work, the reality of the events are taught incorrectly. I can tell you that. I also know for a fact that every college and university in America, and I have the evidence, I have the quotes and the dates and the names and the places, the people, confirm every college and university in the United States, every single one, including public schools, are schools of humanism. Secular humanism, designed that way, monitored by Freemasons, Eastern Stars, and those with every single town in the United States. Now, I could have some new listeners. Now, those are my regular listeners. You know you've heard me say this before, and you know that I'm probably setting something up here. I get ready to tell you some other information. Always establish some basic ground rules, I guess. And that is, Charles Francis Potter, 1930, stated Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. 1930, educator Charles Francis Potter. 57 years later, Herbert London, educator of New York University, said, I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar." This counts for today. Your father of American education, which is kind of shared by two men, Horace Mann and John Dewey, and both were, in fact, humanist in the worst way. John Dewey actually helped plan, according to his quote, and the quote was parroted by Ronald Reagan five times in five speeches. He was part of the orchestrator of planning this extraterrestrial hoax that's getting ready to hit, that they have set up since early 1900s. And Ronald Reagan has said this many times before on a lot of his, on five of his actual speeches about this extraterrestrial menace that he has set in front of UN, in front of graduating classes, five different occasions. Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose. Unquote. John Dewey, New York, father of American education, 1917. They've been planning it ever since. Comic books, TV, novels, Disclosure, Stephen Greer, family, they're setting you up. And this is all coming around. This is not, you know, a theory. You know, sometimes I wonder. You know, the churches are not even remotely preparing their parishes, their churches, their synagogues for what's getting ready to go down. They're not preparing them for the alien and ascended master appearance on the public, for public knowledge. It's been done in the background, in your secret societies, the councils, committees, meetings, ascended masters, all that nonsense. And they're getting ready to come out publicly, and it won't be long. You've seen an increase of over 50%, well, actually 100% increase in the past 2-3 months of UFO sightings. Family, these are not aliens. There are no such thing as aliens in space. These are demons from the second heaven. There's three heavens. First heaven is a physical earth, everything within it. Second heaven is space, the planets and so forth, the physical realm of that, which is called the second heaven. And only supernatural spiritual beings can inhabit space. Nothing flesh will live out there, outside the Van Allen belt. The third heaven is where God and the angels reside, and you'll find that written by Paul in the New Testament. The third heaven is where God resides. First heaven is also mentioned in the Bible, and the second heaven is referred to. This is how it really works. Now, they're getting ready to once again, as in the days of Noah, make their public appearance to the unaware public. That will be the great falling away that the Bible speaks of. I can't get much more sweeping than that. So it will change your lives as you know it. Once this public, right now, people are out doing whatever, shopping, and they're going, they're getting back from work, and hello, honey, is supper done, and here we go again. All the kids, or feed the dog, or walk the dog, watch a little TV, do some internet, social, whatever, and Then by the time it's 10 or 11 or whatever, sometimes 9 or 10 they've been, and they're going to bed. And then guess what they do tomorrow? They get up in the morning. They go to work. They commute 4 hours, 1 hour, or they walk down the street. Whatever it is, it don't matter. They go to work or go to the unemployment line. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. They go through their routine. They eat lunch. They do whatever the routine is in the afternoon. It's always the same. Guess what? They come back from work and it all goes 7 days a week. Weekends, maybe a little different. And nobody. And then what they do, they get their 15 minutes of TV. Look at the papers as they pass by for lunch. And the public, especially the American public, has not a clue. And then they go to the ones in high school or college. They go and they get these history classes, right? World history or U.S. history. Family, it is fabricated. Evidence confirms. History is completely fabricated. History is always written by the winners, including American history. And our winners, they've been secret societies all along. Now, the Bible tells us that Satan is prince of this world. He's king of this world. Excuse me. He's my mistake. He is God of this world, the physical world. But he's not king of the universe. It's a supernatural war. Now, already he's got a head up on those that don't believe that Satan exists. He doesn't have to worry about those people. He's already got them. Then those that worship Lucifer, Satan, the same ones, he's got them too. So that leaves those that either believe in the supernatural but don't believe in Satan. That would be that part there. And then you got the small number that really know that there is a Satan and Lucifer is for real. But Jesus is also for real. God is the creator. No such thing as evolution. Evolution is scientifically impossible in the first place. We just assume it's true because those in power, those in the education field, say it is. Because they have these things called degrees or whatever. That's why they give them the degrees. That's why they give them these awards. So we'll actually believe them. And we go right back in 360 to what I said about all colleges and universities are all schools of humanism and the Illuminati. Now you see, they control it, but they only control it as Satan tells them to through channeling, overshadowing. You see, it can get complicated, granted, but this is the reality of it. Now I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to explain some things tonight in some detail. I got 2 hours to do it. And I'm just going to lay the groundwork for you tonight. And but anything anybody says, you check out on your own, always. Use your own initiative. But the bottom line, no matter what happens, no matter what's said, Jesus Christ is real. And he's coming back. Not before the 7-year tribulation, but after a 7-year tribulation, which hadn't even started yet. Just keep that in mind. The way you got that in mind, taking him as your Savior is really the bottom line of every day of your life. And everything else come and go. But the future is what you look for, and that's eternity, and that's through Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight for being able to come together again at Revelation Radio. Father, the network here that's invited us in and allows us to broadcast on their network. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Father, we call upon you to bless them, Lord, and bless us, Lord, that we dedicate these programs to you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, who's our intercessor. We pray, Father, for awakening to take place in this country. We pray, Father, for an awakening worldwide of the truth about Jesus. And the lies, to be aware of the lies being told by the satanic forces about who these fallen angels really are. The Father, that this awakening will bring people to the truth. Because, Father, the way to fight, we have to fight spiritual warfare, Father, is to know who the enemy is. And now there's so much deception. For many, it's hard to see the truth. Lord, we pray for those that's been affected by these microchips, these Mogellans, the chemtrails, the targeting that's been going on today. Father, to put your blessings out for those seek you, and Father, to give them the words to speak for others to hear. And we pray tonight, Lord, you'll lead us. Forgive us for our sins. And keep us all connected and spread with the blood of Jesus around us. Protect us, Lord. Because the time has come for spiritual warfare. And Lord, only through your blessing and your power can this war be won. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, family, where the biggest concentration of deception is coming from? Government, of course. Matter of fact, all the governments. There's not one that's clean. Not anymore. Not one. It's from the pulpits, synagogues, and the cathedrals. That's where one of the greatest deceptions coming from. And the highest level that you can imagine, from the Pope all the way down to your TV evangelist, every single one of them. I think my opinion here, though, is my belief is the last great one of his caliber was David Wilkerson. He would not bow down to these like Billy Graham has, like Copeland has, who's working with the Pope, like Joyce Myers and Rick Warren, Rick Joyner, the whole lot of them, all the TPN, Freemasons, Eastern Stars, T.D. Jakes, Brazier, Dollar, Hagee. Family, I know I'm naming some names, but you got to know who you're dealing with. They're following the Zionist movement, Christian Zionist movement, the Vatican, focusing on Bibles that are not true words of God, like NIV, the New King James Bible, the Jerusalem Bible. Family, these Bibles are not of God. The King James is only one. Has been proven over and over. The enemy are the secret societies of this government, in this country, and in Europe, the secret societies, or even enemies of themselves. The lower level or lower ranks, degrees, don't realize this. It's going to get serious. And they will, according to their own planning process, chapter 15, the protocols, learned of the Zion, which is a Jesuit document. Goes back to May the 1st, 1776, before they launched the New World Order for the American colonies, which we still are a colony, by the way. Adam Weishaupt. It's been going on ever since. They knew back the Comte de Varoux from the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in 1782 said it very well. He said, matter of fact, he attended the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. And his biographer had indicated that he was completely horrified at how well put together this agenda really was when they were briefed at it at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. They referred to it as the Great Plan. for them, it's a great plan. But it won't be such a great plan when the tribulations hit. Their plan is going to guaranteed to fall apart. But in the meantime, the Comte de Varoux was horrified at how well put together this agenda was as laid out by Adam Weishaupt. He said around July 1782, he was an honest Freemason. The Comte de Varoux said in a biography that he brought back with him, and family, this stands today. He said, I quote, "Tragic secrets, I will not confide them to you. I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which is being woven is so well thought out that it will be impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape it." And the biographer, the Comte Varoux, his biographer, Costa de Beauregard, said that the Comte could only speak of Freemasonry with horror from then on. Family, they are defeated, but the tribulations of the Bible is going to come true, and this is all connected to it. There's no escaping it, except through Jesus Christ. Sometimes I feel like a broken record, I don't know, on occasion, because you try to warn people, but they either find it too complex, or they get mad at you, or they have some allegiance to this, that, and the other group, organization, or movement. There's people still think Anonymous is actually on the side of free people. People like, they still believe that. There's no such thing as one side against the other. They always control both sides of every conflict, always. The only other part that's kind of a wild card, you might want to call it, is their inner fightings. Their inner rivalries that they have. But that's just between them. They all spout to be control of the world government down the road. And actually, you could take, and on your own, you could check this, what I'm going to tell you. Just to give you an idea. There's articles that's been coming out, the 33 conspiracy theories that proved to be true. You got, 9 conspiracy theories that proved to be true. You got the 11, you see, look those up. And what you're going to find is they're telling you the truth, as they have to, but in ways that just people don't pay attention. But they tell you all these conspiracy theories, not theories, are true. Every one of them. Now, what I do is I try to show you how they connect it. How they all connect to this one conspiracy. So how is it they pull this off? What's going on today? Everybody's worried about the money. Everybody's worried about vaccinations and dying and children. And wars coming on and going to getting their job, going to work. When you got a lot of worry going on in your life, there's not much room for faith in God. Think about it for a minute. If I'm worried about death, I must not believe in God. How is it Satan corrals us into this? Well, right now, what's the big thing going on? It's just like they pull something out of a hat. You got Nibiru coming. You got, at one point, you had Ison, that big ball of ice coming down, a meteorite. At one time, it was Fukushima. That kind of died out. Where's all the death that's happened as a result of Fukushima? What happened to Fukushima? What happened? Just quit? Did the somehow or another the radioactivity just decide to stop? I don't know what happened. They just pull these events out of the hat to keep you all in fear. Right now, Pope Francis, as he was led to do, he's a Jesuit, is bringing all the religions together. You know, they even got Kenneth Copeland involved in this. He's a powerful individual. As pagan as he might be. Freemason, 33rd degree. He's a powerful guy. He even claims to be a billionaire. But besides that, he's of the crowd, the 700 Club, the TBN crowd, that Word Faith movement, which is heresy in the first place. Sorry, but it is. It's not of the Bible. Not of the King James Bible. Hagin, Hagee, the whole lot of them. Family, looked at Jesus and Jesus alone. Not to follow any man. Not to follow any religion. But Jesus is not about religion. Religion is an institution created by the fallen angels that man follows. Just take your pick. What kind of religion do you want? We got right up here. It's like a carnival. Yeah, there you go. It's like a carnival. You're walking in a carnival, the state fair or whatever, and you got these guys on the side say, come on up here, own your own planet, come on up. And one says, no, come on over here. You can keep coming back over and over, and you get it right eventually. Just take your pick. What religion do you want? That's what it is. Jesus is not about that. Jesus is outside of the carnival. Jesus is in the world. Then he's out of the world. Family, he's the creator of this universe and heaven. The Trinity. God the Father, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, glorified, died, resurrected, sitting on the right hand of the Father. And the Holy Spirit. And all three are one, but each one has a different function of the Trinity, of the host of heaven. So God can have a personal relationship with all his children, and that be you. But the way to plug in, you don't use the internet when you first buy a computer. You can set it all up, right? But what do you got to, you know, I sit down, I buy my computer, there it is, voila. And I say, okay, all right, Facebook, here we come. Or I'm going to go and look at the news. Well, it's not working. What have I got to do? I can take classes. I can do all kinds of things. It's just not working. I got to hook up to a modem. I got to get me an internet service. I got to call somebody. I got to pay a bill. I got to hook up to the internet connection. Get those numbers. Well, Jesus is that connection. And without it, you're not going to heaven, man. You're not heading there. It's only through Jesus and Jesus alone. And his name is not Yeshua. Then not Joshua. Name's not Yahweh neither. Those names, Yeshua, and you can, you know, if you say, well, I don't like this. This gamble here, he's talking about Yeshua, which is a Hebrew name for Jesus. Okay. Well, I'm talking right now. Nothing to hold you back. Go up in your search bar. Do it right now. And plug in there, Sananda Emmanuel, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda Emmanuel. And then you link it together. What I mean by link, you put a plus sign. There you go. And you write down Y-E-S-H-U-A, Yeshua. And you hit enter, and you watch what you get. You see, this one that's calling himself Yeshua, this sacred name in Hebrew roots movement, saying that the real name of Jesus is Yeshua. The highest level are getting people to do that because they want you used to saying Yeshua. They want you used to saying Yeshua, Yahshua and Jeshua and Yahweh. Because what's going to happen is when this alien entities appear publicly, now you'll see Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel, who, by the way, is 100% guaranteed to fail, that will be sent to hell once the tribulations are over, is calling himself Yeshua because he can't be Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's also to put doubt in the Word of God. This is the subliminal training that they're doing. This is called predictive programming. You say, well, wait a minute. Fallen angels are not of this earth, right? Yeah. So that means they're alien. No, they're not alien. Alien is the conception that they're natural beings that's living out in space from another planet. That's really the word for alien. So once you get used to saying that, and the aliens will appear, but they're fallen angels. UFOs, you're going to see. A lot of places, though, are holograms. So let's do something else. Write down strontium, 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 barium, niobate. And by the way, barium is what they're spraying in the chemtrails in the atmosphere. Strontium, barium, niobate, N-I-O-B-A-T-E. Link that with 3D holographic imagery. And there's your spacecraft. And then, write it down since you're not there already. Voice-to-skull technology. Voice-to-skull. And you'll see how they're going to talk in your head using technology. It's already being done. See, Satan has to use technology to cover up his tracks. And to fool people. And that's what he's doing. Now, some of you, I don't know, as those that hear this when they're not hearing it right now live, but later when you might listen to it, that you listen to it as a download MP3, you might not hear the impact of what I'm trying to tell you right now. But you'll recognize it when it goes down. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Right now, it won't do it. Let's go back to what I was saying about 30 minutes ago, how our routine keeps us separated, and then we find interesting things to listen to or talk about, and it's all great. Okay, that was fun discussion. Now, I got some real things to do. I got to go pay my bills. I got to get ready to go to bed. Got to get up early in the morning. But family, all that's going to change. Because they're coming close. They're showing you the evil now in the news. They want you to see it. To warn you. It's coming, that disclosure. The lies, facade, is part of a deception. One person puts it like this. I found, quote, next week Obama will meet Pope Francis in the third week of March. 1 week later, the 3rd of April, the Queen of England will meet Pope Francis for the first time at the Vatican. Truth of Mankind will be told in detail to both heads of states. Following these visits, the rest of the world will learn mankind came to Earth many thousands of years ago from the dying planet of Mars. The announcement is going to change mankind forever. Pope Benedict could not come to terms with the announcement last year because the first pope in 600 years to step down and make way for Pope Francis, a pope of modern times, unquote. He's also a Jesuit. And the Jesuits are considered not only murderers, but the Jesuits are the disassemblers of society. You know, the Vatican and the United States actually have a representative to meet with aliens. They reassigned appointments. Can you imagine? You know, the Vatican's been watching the stars, even have their own telescope, their, whatever you want to call it, and for many years, and have one of the very best observatories, Specola Vaticana. And it captures what they think is the edge of the solar system. Humans are the aliens. Well, and you got religious groups that feel like they're cheated and betrayed as this information has been kept hidden from mankind for thousands of years. Well, they want to keep hidden so you don't jump the gun. Number two, to make you want to hear it. So when you hear it, you think like you've really heard something. If they've hidden it, wow, it must be true. This is the game they're playing. They're going to say that human DNA was changed due to the atmosphere surrounding the planet Earth, and the human skeleton had to cope with the strong gravity that surrounds the planet. Something's missing, isn't it? A jigsaw puzzle be put together. The announcement called disclosure. Benjamin Krim calls it the day Benjamin Krim, Share International, leading the way from Maitreya, who was going to be the Antichrist. His real name we don't know yet, but they do. He's only going to come out when God allows him to. This planet's hemisphere is breaking down, which is leading to severe weather events across the globe. And the aid in helping it to break down is HARP, ELF transmissions, manipulation of the weather, which is now proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And they're going to intensify the major economies worldwide. They're reaching a breaking point, and civil unrest is breaking out in different locations. They always do things in other countries before they come to America, because they know once you touch America with this, it's on. So they got to divide us up in all kinds of different directions, and it's being worked out now with the homosexual marriages, with black and white, the conflicts, the way they do the newspaper articles. Cops will split up, those Freemasons, those not. Oh, it's coming. They already have Chinese and Russian troops already here, thanks to Carter and Clinton. They did their job perfectly. Clinton Gate, China Gate. Carter laid the groundwork for allowing the vacuum in Panama Canal so the Chinese would then, when we pulled out by an agreement, a treaty, then we pulled out, the Chinese filled the slot. It's all planned out. You know, they're going to cut military forces too, just like Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them, because they're part of a Luciferian agenda. They're not remotely, and none of them have been, patriots at all. General Boykin is one of the worst, besides some of the other generals as well, because they're Knights of Malta. You see? Look it up right now, the Knights of Malta oath. There is their true allegiance right there. They're hoping that people won't read that. When they do, they'll have some kind of explanation for it, but it'll be a lie. Those oaths are horrific. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Knights of, the Jesuits. They're going to say that eons ago, the ancient Martians saw destruction of their planet was at hand. When they're talking about aliens on other planets, they're talking about fallen angels that come back and forth to and fro through portals that they open by sacrifices, by ritual, words of invocation. That's what's really going on. They're going to say that Mars was laid waste and fewer than 5,000 Martians survived by living underground. Destruction of the Martian atmosphere and deadly amounts of radiation rendered the remaining Martian males sterile. Solution was to travel to only Martian-like worlds in the solar system, like Earth, and genetically alter the native race to allow interbreeding. That's called Nephilim. Now, what they're talking about here really, the so-called Martians are Nephilim, fallen angels, and they're liars. They say that there's a long and error-filled process giving rise to giants, half-animal, half-human hybrids, and finally what you call modern man. Well, what they're really trying to tell you is Satan and the fallen angels teaching mankind the arts of the craft that Freemasons really know about on the highest level of alchemy, which is satanic. These announcements are going to be made soon when it appears to be. But you know what? It's in God's time. When the last person accepts Jesus as Savior. And only God will know that. Y'all be ready. They're trying to make it seem because Iceland allegedly we defeated the New World Order. We got rid of the bankers and we are now our own country. That's a lie, too. It's all a setup. If they can do it, we can do it. Mm-hmm. Well, and the bankers dying, if it's true, they'd sacrifice those bankers to make it look like the bankers are in control, and they're not. The Illuminati, the Italian Illuminati inside, and the Illuminati on the outside, 26 families. The Vatican and the secret societies, those are the ones controlling it. Not the bankers. You want to control the bankers? The real control of the bankers in Europe? It's Irish. Scottish Illuminati. Secret society is Irish. Yeah. Not the Jews. The Jews, they want you to see. The real orchestrators are hidden. They're not going to step out in front of us, the Jews, because they got Jews over here, Jews over there, Jews under your bed, Jews in your car. Everywhere you look, there's a Jew. It's either a Bernstein, Bilderberger, I don't know, whatever it is, Jewish name. And you think if they are really in charge, they would allow that? They'd be switched around. No. The Jews is distraction. Are Jews working there? Yeah. So is Scotch-Irish. Yeah. Irish, atheist, all kinds of different religions and whatever. Yeah. Let's name them all. They're not doing it. One of the things that got me this weekend, someone sent me an article. I'm still not over it, man. I try to maintain myself on this. But you have this one named Jerry Boykin. And I have never in my life heard such a quote. I mean, I'm going to read. I read this today earlier in the broadcast. I have a broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, for those that's new here, on WatchmanForJesus.com. That's WatchmanForJesus.com. And this one named General, Lieutenant General Boykin, is a Knights of Malta. That's his membership. It's a Knights of Malta. And he said, at the Family Research Council, he describes his vision of the second coming of Christ. This is after the seven seals, seven trumpets. Here comes Jesus Christ at Armageddon. That's what he, is referring to. So that's the second coming. That he, quote, believes will be led by blood-stained, gun-toting Jesus, armed to the teeth with an AR-15 assault rifle, unquote. That's the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever heard in my life. While people in that luncheon didn't just get up and leave, I don't know. I know they'd kick me out because I've probably been over laughing. Although it's not really funny, actually. There's an audio of the event that this one called Right Wing Watch puts out, in which Boykin claims that Jesus literally wants everybody to buy an assault weapon because it's biblical. He also cited Jesus as the inspiration behind the Second Amendment. Oh, my Lord. Now, I talked about this in more detail in my broadcast, which I'll have in archives tonight from 4 to 6. I'll have it on my website. So you can read about that, hear it as I talk about this particular case. And this is way over the edge. Way over the edge. And deception, you can see it happening. Good gracious. I mean, it just makes you sit up and say, did he really say that? And Boykin then further elaborates on his impression of an aggressive, rough and ready Jesus during the men's prayer breakfast at William Jessup University. He said, quote, he was a man. He's a man's man, but we feminized him in the church. He was a tough guy. That's the Jesus I want to be like. That's the side I want to be like, unquote. That's breathtaking. The ignorance of that statement, it just takes my breath away. the heresy, the manipulation, the dialectic of setting these people up to die for a lie that we've lived since 1776 is just horrific. Now, I can pray for this individual, myself, and that way it keeps me from coming too obstinate about it. But it's just, I mean, I'm a former U.S. Marine, and I can only deal in reality. I don't deal in all this rah, rah, rah stuff. I deal in a real intelligence estimate, who the enemy really is. You do an actual research on it, and you tell the truth about it, and not this Long Ranger garbage. It just blows my mind. And these are adult individuals of a position with a general level. I can only surmise that they must be giving out these general stars and Cracker Jack boxes. I don't understand it. I really don't. Wow. Well, how do they do this? How have they been doing this? Their secret lies within what's called the Hegelian dialectic. They have used it since this country was born. They've used it even before this country was even thought of about being a country. A strategy they've always used. The Hegelian dialectic is a problem, reaction, and pre-written solution. Now, this is a rule, non-exception. And this process is a framework to guide our thoughts and actions to a predetermined solution. They use false flags. Sinking of the Maine, Pearl Harbor, is all pre-planned with using American, British, and Japanese hierarchy planned Pearl Harbor together. You won't find that in the history books. That's what happened. Understanding how the elite manipulates us into their clutches is vital if you're going to be free. The only way to be free is through Jesus. Not protecting the church, not protecting the preachers you really like or something like that. It's about protecting Jesus. What do I mean by protecting? I mean defending his name so others will know it, and the King James Bible, irrefutably, the only true word of God. There's not one theologian on the face of this planet, literally, can prove otherwise. Otherwise, it happened since 1611, and they haven't done it yet. Not once. They always say, you got this Dr. Hondo Henderson or whatever, says there are mistakes in the Bible. Well, I'm assuming he's a researcher. He's a smart one. Then that makes him a liar. That makes him a liar big time. He can't be mistaken. If he did the research, he should know better. That there's some truth in the Quran rather than the King James Bible. This is Hondo Henderson. You got to be kidding me. This is serious. Family, how serious is this? It will determine, because of the way people turn away from the King James Bible and don't learn the truth about Jesus and turn away, they're taken out of the book of life. Family, this could send people to hell for an eternity. This is serious. It's like telling somebody to walk a one-way highway, a one-way direction, walk in opposite the direction, wearing black at nighttime on the interstate highway in California. Then tell them, this is serious. That's what they do. And it bleeds itself down on our very level. When you hear it on the radio, TV, news, right to your home. Your kids being talked trash in the schools today. Literally. They're controlled by Freemasonry. And I already read you the quote. I got dozens of other quotes confirming what I said. Charlotte Iserby even confirms during the Reagan era, how corrupted education was. And they're tightening down on it to corrupt it even more. Certainly the history has been taken out of a lot of curriculum already. But you know, when you're aware of how this elite uses a dialectic principle to move and steer societies all this time, and you know how it's worked always, that you have a very powerful method in staying ahead of not only them, but the crowd. But once they come down, the New World Order, it's on. This dialectic is actually designed to get us into a frenzy defense or offense of a particular idea or thesis. The natural outgrowth of the original idea is opposite idea or antithesis. Some people say the antithesis or the antithesis. I'm going to give you specifics here in a minute. And what it does, it breeds its own defense and offense. And the predetermined answer of the elite will be the synthesis of both sides of the conflict. Therefore, they own both sides of every conflict. Now let's get specific. They control our Civil War, had the French on the south, and had the Germans on the north. They control the war between Japan and Russia. The Rothschilds, controlled by finances, the Japanese, that they set up in the 1860s by getting rid of the samurai warrior at the 1870s, excuse me. At the same time, we're murdering the Indians in the 1870s for the same reason. The Rothschilds have put us also with Europeans to eliminate the samurai warrior in order to bring Japan under commercial ventures, which was against the feudal system. Who was standing in the way? Samurai warrior. Had to get rid of the feudal system to take control and make it commercial. Why? Because they're going to use them to go to war against Russia about 30 years later. Family, this is long-term planning. They knew it was going to take 20, 30 years to accomplish it. What's the next reason? They were going to assassinate and eliminate the entire Romanov family. They planned almost a full generation ahead for what they did to the Rothschilds in Congress of Vienna and some other. And actually, the Tsar of Russia worked with Lincoln to torpedo their plans to control the United States. So the family generation of the Rothschilds in 1860s swore vengeance, and their ancestors carried it out in 1917. That's fact. So they controlled financial one side of the Rothschilds, fully funded Japan to go to war against Russia after Japan sharpens its teeth on China to get them ready to go. Another side of the Rothschild family is directed by the Vatican and a Roman Illuminati, by the way, funded the Russian counteroffensive defense in 1904. So at the minute needed, the family that supported the Russians pulled their funding and said, oh, sorry, we're gone. Help, bye. Yeah, and that's why they lost the war. In comes Lenin, Trotsky. You see how that worked? Perfectly. Then it set up one step at a time. So they got the insiders in for the 1917. And they set up a General Kolmanov to lead a revolt. And then they double-crossed him like they were going to do General Butler in 1933 in Americans. He fooled them, though. Plot to seize the White House. They tried the same operation with Butler that they accomplished by using a war hero in Russia called General Kolmanov. They called him a traitor after they set him up. Oh, he's a traitor! And they declared martial law, and here you go. Massacre took place. Long story short. They could always control both sides. Always. Adolf Hitler. Stalin. Churchill. Queen Elizabeth II. Are all second cousins. Romney. Dole. Cheney. Colin Powell. Bush. Gore. Clinton. And all the rest of them in that line are all cousins of a bloodline. And I'm not talking about different links that we're all cousins of somebody. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a specific bloodline link that's established, they keep track of, that they put in heads of state and positions of power. Kerry, also, I forgot. Kerry is a cousin of Bush. You had two cousins against each other in the primaries back when. They're all cousins. And you know they're cousins of? The Merovingian bloodline. Fam, it's all a farce. Every bit of it going all the way back to George Washington. And these are all facts confirmed. Burt Peerage, Ancestry.com. In other words, their family bloodline could have a family reunion you would not be invited to. But they are, because they're a specific genetic bloodline. And you know how far back can be traced? King John. Charles Maine. Let's go back further. Attila the Hun. Genghis Khan. All the way back to the pharaohs of ancient Egypt is their specific bloodline. All leaders, kings and queens, all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. And the pharaohs of Egypt were the hybrids of the fallen angels and Egyptian bloodline. Say, God of Satan. The wild card was the tribe of Dan that got ousted out of the 12 tribes of Jacob. The tribe of Dan got a little sinful, started killing and murdering people. Unforgiving, very selfish where they were, attacking other settlements. And they got kicked out. Satan got a hold of them. Interbred with fallen angels. Hybrids. Jewish merchants of Greece. Promises. They ended up being the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. Ashkenazi. Khazars. Aha. Fake Jews in Israel today. That's why it's British Israel. Now that's the short of it. And now the religious side, well, the religious side of it. Before the 4th century, you had what's called the ancient mystery schools of religion. Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, Shamanism, Buddhism, all these other things. Ancient mystery schools, reincarnation, all that stuff. People wouldn't buying off on it. So what they did? They created a religion. Now they did it. The weakness was the killing of the Christians in the Rome Colosseums was not working the way Satan had planned it. The murderers and the lions and tigers and bears, oh my, killing the Christians actually started a conversion process in the stands. The Romans were converting because they saw the power of the God of these Christians that were dying, that they, one would fall, another would raise up praising our God. We want some of that. Who are these people? What is this? I want some of that. We want this God. We want to know this God. It was not working really well at all. So, Constantine, who was pagan anyway, was brought into the play. Marched on Rome in 313 A.D. and defeated Maxentius at this Battle of the Bridge of something another. Top of my head, I don't remember it. In a smaller force, he won. So Constantine became the first, first pope when he declared himself to be the Summus Pontifex in 325 A.D. at the Council of Nicaea. Now, by doing this, He declared himself to be Christian. He wasn't remotely Christian. But what he did was, if he can't beat them like that, then he stopped the massacre of them and said, I'm going to give you, you ever heard of the Emancipation Proclamation? It works every time. He gave them freedom to not die. I'm Christian. Well, he already had the support of the pagans. He was one of himself. So now he comes in, giving support now the Christians to deceive them. That was the beginnings of the Roman Catholic Church. It covered over ancient mystery schools of religion. The ancient mystery schools of religion, you know how far back it goes? Way past the pharaohs, all the way to Nimrod. And Nimrod, God's inspiration from the fallen angels. And now you know the rest of the story. Covered over by the Vatican at 325 AD. And those that didn't accept then began the Inquisition. Inquisition coming up again. See, nothing new under the sun. Now, I'm going to talk more in detail about this tomorrow in my 4 to 6 hour broadcast. 4 to 6 p.m. A little more detail about this transition from Constantine all the way up to King James. We'll discuss some of that tomorrow. It's quite amazing, the story. And deception. Well, it's getting ready to happen again. Except this time, family. You see, actually, the 4th century, 325 A.D., that'd be the 4th century. 200 years after that, for those Arabs that did not accept, Arabs were the offspring of Ishmael and who was the son of Abraham and Hagar. Egyptian princess, handmaiden to Sarah. Yeah. This is an amazing story. Ishmael was the offspring of Abraham and Hagar. You know the story of Ishmael. Half-brother to Isaac means they got the same DNA. They got the same DNA. Yep. Ishmael was Arab. Isaac was son of Hebrews. Abraham, where the Abrahamic covenant was set up, Abraham was the first Jew based on being Hebrew, Israelite Jew from a tribe of Judah. Twelve tribes. You know about the story there. They got broken up. Two stayed. Ten reassessed, but they know where they are. And they're hidden. They're protected until such time 144,000 of them will come popping up mid-tribulation. Yeah, buddy. Well, the Catholic Church became the cover of the ancient mystery schools of religion, touching the Arabs, bringing them over to Roman Catholicism. Those that did not come to Roman Catholicism by the 6th century, no problem. Vatican created a religion for them. And you know the religion they called it? Islam was created from nothing by the Vatican. Whoa. It was created by the Vatican. They gave them, using Arab church fathers, going around to different camps for the longest time, announcing their Messiah was coming. The Messiah was Muhammad. Oh, you're going to love this. Whose mother died at 6 years old when he was 6. After he's left the mother's matrix at 5 years old. At 6 years old, he lost his mother. How convenient that was. Raised by his grandfather who died, raised later by an uncle. They met him. He met a monk or a priest or something on the way. The priest saw him. is already set up, but here's the rub. Here's the rub to it. Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, his DNA is in the same bloodline of King Edward IV, marriage into the kings of Spain and Portugal, Seville specifically, and Portugal. Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, through King Edward IV, marriage into the royalty of Spain and Portugal, is in the same bloodline of royalty as Queen Elizabeth II. Yeah, boy, I tell you. That's something. Satan gets around, don't he? I mean, they control all these sides. They set up religions, governments, science, the arts, politics, philosophy, education. But they've lost at the cross of Calvary. And Jesus Christ is coming back to claim what's his. But how does Satan get away with this? And we're right back where we started. By the dialectic. This is how he does it. Now, I've described to you in excruciating detail what this world has really went through. Once the Vatican has brought in all of the religions, as Pope Paul II had let them all speak out at one time. Remember that? Several years back. Well, Pope Francis, February the 23rd, oh, that was yesterday article. Pope Francis and the emerging one world religion is coming out. Laying the groundwork for the emergence of a one world religion. Anybody ever heard of the Vatican? Anybody ever heard of the Book of Revelation? About a one world religion, one world government, one world economic system with the mark of the beast. It's all coming together. We're just about there. And that would be the beginning of sorrows. They even got this Kenneth Copeland guy pulled into this thing at the highest level. That tells you right there it's of Satan. Well, here's the rub. Always a rub to it, isn't there? The rub is, once they've gotten all the religions pulled in, they're going to crash it. There will be what's called, in better theological terms, a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. And guess what? They're going to revert right back to the ancient mystery schools of religion. And it's called the New Age Movement. Evidence? Look up Teilhard de Chardin. T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D, little D-E, Chardin. He's a Jesuit priest. He's the father of the New Age movement. Now, for them to bring this through, who stands in the way? Like Bill Cooper said, a real truth teller. Not like Jones, Marzulli, Dizdar, these guys. We're talking about a real truth teller, Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper said that America was the last bastion. But the thing is, they planned it that way. Hegelian dialectic. What happened when the white folk, I got to say it like that because that's where it came from, in Europe, rejected Roman Catholicism, what did they have to hang on to during the period of time of persecution? They knew the Roman Catholic Church wasn't the right church. The Vatican tried to force them into it. The Vatican wanted the white folk to move to the North American continent to start the new Atlantis. How did they get them to do that? Well, by using the Hegelian dialectic, If you don't have a religion, now you make one. So the Vatican, after 1492, 1400s, 1500s, guess what? Those who rejected Roman Catholicism, like the Arabs rejected Roman Catholicism, they created, like those who rejected the ancient mystery schools, they created Roman Catholicism. Because people wouldn't go into ancient mystery religion, so they killed the Christians. Didn't work? Let's invent Roman Catholicism. They did. Those who reject Roman Catholicism in the Middle East, what'd they do? Created Islam. There you go. Got control of it. Those rejected Roman Catholicism in Europe, what do you do? You create a religion. And they took Jesuits by the name of Martin Luther and John Calvin. John Calvin was a murderer. Martin Luther was a Jesuit. They created protest. Protestantism. Protest. Protestant. Protest. Aha. And by doing that, as going against the church with Protestantism, it justified, the synthesis was justification of creating a counter movement called the Jesuits. Ignatius Loyola. To put down the Reformation that they had already created to justify it. You see what they did? You know, the Vatican murdered 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. 1200 to 1800. 50 to 68 million people murdered by the Vatican under the guise of witchcraft, which was a lie. That was the bondage situation they created. So after 200 years of massacring innocent people, by the year 1492, people were ready to leave. Now, you see, that would be a darn good reason to get out of there. And now you got another reason. Protestantism. We can worship our... Yeah, let's get out of here now. And Columbus was an avatar. Columbus was set up for this to then lead the way at 1492. And right there at 1500, man, we're ready for Mayflower. Let's get on out of here, man. We're gone. Where are we going? I mean, we're going to that New World Order. New World Order. New World, there you go. We're out of here, Martha. Grab the old babies, grab the old ladies, and we're out of here. Forget this stuff. We're gone. They've got gold there. They got land. It's all free. Let's take it. Now you see what they did? It's called the dialectic. You see how significant it really is? They mask it under heroism and expansion and opportunity and all that. It's a lie. They want to escape death. So the United States was formed by Protestantism. Get them all over there. Before they planned a couple hundred years ahead. It's all planned generations before. Now, here's my point. Part of my point. All this going through, the wars that we've been in, all of them, World War I, II, coming World War III, were all planned before 1873 by Albert Pike. All the wars were. So they needed us to have a war background and a standing army by 1897 to fight the wars already planned. Look up Albert Pike and plan the three world wars. I'm not going to go on that right now. They build us up using family, sovereignty, patriotism, all that stuff. A false flag, sinking of the Maine. False flag, Lusitania. False flag, Pearl Harbor. Now you get it. To galvanize. So to have a strong country, you got to have a strong family. Destroy the family, you destroy the country. That's the way the rule works. Lenin has a quote for that. It's a complete process of that. After 1945, in the World War II, you don't need it anymore. We know there's going to be a peacetime before we can set up the conditions necessary for the pre-planned World War III, which may take a generation, maybe two generations. Oh, yeah. Because the Third World War was to be between Zionism and Islam. So it all had to be set up. Oh, guess what? 1945. Yeah, Israel. Oh, we're not a hoot. What next, dental? It's a dialectic. It's all set up. So now you got Islam. They got the Jews set up with fake Jews now. That's what they are there. The real Hebrews are hidden. They'll never find the 12 tribes ever. 144,000, they'll never find, never have, never will. Until they come up mid-tribulation. But that's what they're really worried about. That's another story. They'll never find them. That's why they want the DNA. That's why the Rothschilds created the Red Cross. To find that DNA, to find those bloodlines. And for other reasons for the blood. So fast forward. The setup defeats of Korea was all pre-planned. Vietnam to set up the communist threat. And to start weakening United States forces. That's exactly what they did. Notice it. Every single war we've had ever since then. Now. The Pentagon. And we're right at the pinnacle. I'm leaving a lot out right now. I'm not getting in. But I'm giving you an overview. The Pentagon recently, like in the past week or two, is planning to shrink the military to the smallest size in 74 years. Clinton did his part by don't ask, don't tell. That way you divide the camaraderie of the troops up quite a bit, especially in the showers. And Clinton knew what he was doing. Obama, now you can come out of the closet in the showers and be homosexual. That really divided, caused people to get out. Bring women to frontline units. All this is part of the plan. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's part of this plan, 1977. Panetta allowed, lifted the ban for women frontline units last year, fulfilled her plan to weaken U.S. forces. 22 suicides per day are being orchestrated. Go to my website, watchmenforjesus.com, and look up the suicide conspiracy of how they're doing it. I wish I had more power to do. I mean, somehow get the word out to people. You got 7,800 servicemen, veterans, filing a lawsuit against DOD and CIA for what's called septal implants of microchips. The microchips causes voice-to-skull technology in the mind while they sleep. It's like having a Walkman MP3 played in your head without batteries, you understand? By ELF transmission. It's microwave technology. They can talk to them while they sleep, in other words, and hypnotize. Cause them to kill people by being subjected to hypnosis while they sleep, but only certain subjects is profiled. 22 suicides per day. I did not make a mistake. Because they are trying to diminish the U.S. forces to allow the takeover of European, Russian, Chinese forces inside the United States today. Reducing the number of police. Reducing the number. Why would it reduce the numbers of the military? If they're already planning World War III, why come to reducing the number of police and military in America? What would that? That doesn't make sense, does it? Well, it does when you're getting ready to take over. Why is California getting ready to divide into six states? It's called balkanization. Nixon set it up February the 12th, 1972. Divide the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each. Turn each region of 5 states each to a governor and UN administrator. We're going to divide the United States up in the right time. And everybody just move right along with Facebook and with TV and working and eating out and watching TV and dancing with the stars and slowly but surely, until they get everything positioned, and boy, you in it. They have to create the conflict to control the people. 1909, Carnegie Peace Foundation did a study in 1909 on the best way to control people. And they determined the best way to control people was, in fact, a war. After 63, when they knew the wars were over, except for World War III yet coming, how do we control people now in a time of peace? Congressman Dodd was a member of this study committee. In comes the Iron Mountain Report. See what they do? What do you do? Pray against it. What do? Send letters. The marches don't do a thing. If you just get there and march, it doesn't solve anything. There's got to be a planned, orchestrated events. You send letters, just inundate them with letters and emails and meetings that they got to meet up with. Various regions. I mean, all kinds of things to do. But armed revolution is not going to get it. Because they want you to do that to justify, as I said a little while ago, about an hour and a half ago, to justify martial law, they want you to do it. They'd love you for just to accept it like it is, to know it's not going to happen. Those that are going to accept it like it is and so forth is no problem. Those that's not, they create the Tea Party, militia, and this militia absolutely is infiltrated because General Boykin is named as one of the generals on the side of the revolution against the U.S. government, and they're openly saying it? Rick Joyner, his buddy Boykin, openly? We have a Muslim government. No, we don't. We have a Luciferian government that's been there ever since this country was born. And the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, secret societies worked together to foment this revolution just like they did in 1776, and it's going to happen again to justify martial law once again. Worked once, it'll work again. But they got something going on because you got Peru's prime minister that's resigning. You got the Pope trying to get all these religions together all at one time here now. Homosexual marriage in 18 states now. 18, 19 states. These people getting vaccination crazy on us. And they're starting to talk about this UFO thing going on. Hey, they up to something now. Will God allow it? I don't know. Personally, I don't care. I'll tell you why. Because I know they lose. They lose. We're going through the tribulations. This country is going to be judged. You see? It's going to come down to it. Prayer, family. Prayer and fasting. Helping each other. That's what it comes down to. They're going to try to divide you all in black and white and all this and all that. And gets all fighting each other, keeping us busy. When when this thing happens, it's going to go down when the worthlessness of all governments have been revealed. To show you how worthless the governments are. Well, that's not hard to do. But they're letting you know that, aren't they now? That's where controlled opposition like Jones and Ventura and all these guys that make it look like, you know, they're just playing their role. And once the worthlessness of all governments has been revealed, then they're going to launch the world revolutionary movement. Because they will have a better alternative. That is called the dialectic. You see how it works? It's absolutely genius. Then they got this idea of Nasara, paying off the debt. Everybody's debt. Now, I found this located in the Illuminati's own playbook called Signs of Christ, Herabelias, is an economic restructuring. In other words, they're going to buy off. The Bible's been misused, misinterpreted. And we, the masters of wisdom, my name, El Moria, Saint Germain, Sananda Manuel, we are your creators. And blah, blah, blah. and people are going to buy off on it. We're going to stop the nation. We're going to get rid of the bankers. We're going to fix your water. We have waves of technology to clean the water up and all this sort of thing. We're going to get rid of the bad guys, but they are the bad guys. You won't find that out till later. Once they have peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Right now, they're going to make it look like the bankers are the bad guys. And the reptilians, or whatever you want to call them, the bad aliens have been defeated. And we, the masters of wisdom, we did it for you. Because we are your creators. And blah, yeah, 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 yeah. You see, just unplug the TV. But family, get close to Jesus. Because it is going to get ugly. And when they fix all this, and you go against them, and announce Jesus as the only true word of God, you're not going to be well liked at all. You think persecution in the past? You ain't seen nothing yet. And the unaware public will experience the falling away, alien existence, paying off debt, stopping the wars. Whew, boy, that was close. And then we're in the 7-year tribulation. It depends how they're going to pull this thing off. The Hegelian dialectic is designed to get you into a frenzied defense or offense of a particular idea thesis. So, the natural outgrowth of this, the natural result of original idea, is the opposite plan or antithesis. And from that, it breeds its own defense and offense. You have a predetermined answer that these elite Illuminati will be the synthesis of both sides. Now, in America, the most familiar dialectic is Republican-Democrat parties. As a matter of fact, a true politician, not like they got today, you don't have them like today, like you did JFK and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King and even Malcolm X. You don't have them. I don't know of any of them today. Not one. They're all spineless. Every doggone one of them are part of this agenda. Every one of them. We lost something in the 60s and 70s. Today, they're worthless. Totally worthless. Belong to secret societies, have an agenda, and are cowards. That's what you got today. At Congress, representatives. And the ones that do go in there, they're subjugated very quickly into the reality of what's going on in the dialectic. Or they're made to be secret, made to be Masons and take a blood oath. Well, they're, according to their oath, they're required by their oath to God to support the Freemasons. You know, they can get out of it, though. All they got to do is renounce the blood oath, ask for forgiveness of that sin of taking a blood oath against God. They're no longer bound to it, but gosh, you got to lose that parking place, you know? That favorite parking place, you know what I mean? That special chair with your name tag on it. I might lose that. Oh, I don't want to do that. JFK talked about it, the monolithic conspiracy. But Martin Luther King, relative to what I'm talking about now, said, I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we've been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. He knew. April 3rd, he had his last speech. He knew his time was coming when he told the truth. The next day, he was shot. Malcolm X, the same people that shot Martin Luther King, shot Malcolm X. 5 years before that, same ones that shot those two, also shot JFK. After Martin Luther King, shot Bobby Kennedy. Clean sweep of four good men. I don't agree with Malcolm X's politics, of course. But he stood for his people. That's what I respect. And he was killed by the same people that we're in war with today. Because he stood up against them. The Muslims, the Boulay Society, Freemasons on the black side, took him out. The Jesse Jacksons of that time. He did not get along with the civil rights workers movement. Heads. He didn't get along with Jesse Jackson. Any of those guys, civil rights movements. Matter of fact, the quotes by Martin Luther King confirmed that. But he continued for the people. For all people. Malcolm X went over to the Middle East, realized or found that Islam, in its raw form, was a peaceful religion. He came back. See, what made Islam what it is today was the 1920s. The Vatican, using a Freemason by the name of Albana, created the Muslim Brotherhood radical inside to destroy Islam from the middle. That's what that was about. That's how they do it. They set up an organization, get it moving, then they infiltrate it and destroy it from inside. That's how they do it. So on the right side, we have the corporates, the fascists, the Republicans that are pro-debt, pro-war, and pro-corporation. On the left side, controlled by the same people, you've got the socialists, communists, Democrats that are pro-tax, pro-social, and pro-labor. Family, they both work together. It's such a facade. Such a lie. And both these two fight back to back and forth every year in a contrived, scripted drama known in Washington politics. It's not true. The synthesis of these two opposite ideas is the middle of the road, lesser of two evils. And to placate the American public, to make them think, make us think that they're really doing something about it. That's the role of Ron Paul. He's a Rosicrucian, secret society member. He doesn't accomplish a thing. He runs off at the mouth about stuff, but doesn't really accomplish anything. Same thing with the NRA. You have good people involved in this. It's good to keep the weapons. Even if you don't use them, just the right to keep it. Because once you give up one right, they'll take the rest of them. That's not the point. NRA was formed. Charlton Heston was a Freemason. Charlton Heston. Using NRA out of my cold, dead hand was to slow down the process, made it look like things were being done. That's what they're for. That's what actors are for. To become actors with a play personality and character, which is not really them anyway. It's script out. You ever heard of a play? You know, a movie? And then they go in for politics. That's how they do it. Yeah. Well, Ventura, Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. All of them. Look at them. Reagan. It's all the same. And they're all controlled by the secret societies. Jesuits. And this is huge. Y'all getting this? Huge just is. The proper scale of this is not false right and left paradigms. It's a total government power, total control and freedom. If you're a freedom lover, it doesn't matter if your government's fascist, socialist, you lose. Synthesis of these two is that they get more power and money taken from us to fund special interests of the world. You want funding for a $1 trillion a year war? Sure. Support a $1 trillion prescription drug plan. You want unemployment extended? Yeah. Just support a tax cut for the rich. They know how this works. They use a document called the Changing Images of Man. Do a study on it. Look it up. Changing Images of Man. Stanford. It's an amazing document or study. That's how they do it. Trade-offs. They don't have any trade-offs. They're all against freedom. They use taxes, regulations, force, you know, take from one group and give to another. This gets us all into a little camps to fight each other and control paradigm. So what's all going on? History is baloney. We fight for or we're against all sorts of ideas like mortgage deductions or minimum wage, something to keep us all going, all worked up. It just ends up slitting all our throats because we're dealing with stealing from each other. Only serves the elite. What war serves. I didn't know this as a Marine. I didn't know this before. I wanted to go in the Marine Corps to fight, kill some guns. That's what I wanted to do. I'm dead serious. I hated communists back then. I didn't know that the communists controlled the government. I didn't know that. Always have since the day it's formed. Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, right? He got in the history book, right? Yeah, it's in the history book, yeah. Did he write it? No, that's wrong. Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, 7 years before Karl Marx even put pen to paper, he wrote an ideology, the science of government founded on natural law. But guess what? I'm wrong. He didn't write it. He plagiarized it. Just like Karl Marx plagiarized that document 7 years later. Plagiarized. Uh-huh. And guess where? He plagiarized the document by Adam Weishaupt. Uh-huh. You know the one I mentioned about an hour and a half ago? War Revolutionary Plan? Yeah, he plagiarized it as given to him by Manzini. And Manzini was no Jew. Manzini was Italian. I double-dog dare you to call some Italian mafia guy a Jew. Do you know what I mean? You'll die real soon. Manzini created the mafia through the Vatican. Yeah, buddy, he sure did. Uh-huh. And Manzini was the middle guy between Adam Weishaupt and Clinton Roosevelt. I got a copy of the darn document, 1841. I got a copy of it. I sure do. The science of government founded on natural law. They passed it on to Karl Marx to set up the Communist Manifesto. The antithesis was given to Karl Ritter to write simultaneously called fascism. Karl Ritter died. Oops. So they brought in Frank Nietzsche. He continued writing the fascist ideology, and it evolved also into Nazism. To be used to foment World War I and World War II. And I just finished telling you about what happened after 1860, 1870. Now you see. All this is documented. So when the elite want to move something fast, they create a problem, reaction, and solution. That kind of scenario. They over and over again create problems. They wait for it to create the inevitable mess and then walk in with a predetermined answer. It's all contrived. History is contrived. Everything, anything that happens in a crisis follows the same exact pattern every single time. Assange, Snowden, they're not truth tellers. Can you believe they're going to put Snowden up for, what is it, Nobel Peace Prize? You've got to be kidding me. Nobel was Illuminati. All this is to give justification for Snowden. Well, first of all, it tells us things that's really worthless that the CIA wants us to know. That's not his rub. Here's Snowden's rub. Is to bring in the UFO deal. So he tells us all this good stuff that everybody don't know it already. But stuff we've heard 10,000 times anyway. General public is not. Hooray, Snowden. He's such a hero. He's hiding with the Russians. Hiding with the Russians? The Russians and the Americans, CIA, KGB, and all that, they work together. It's all a facade. It's a lie. You see? He's safe as he can ever be until they decide to kill him. CIA can say, oh, yeah, you all go ahead and kill him. It's a setup. It's like a reality show. Y'all getting this? How high this goes. Assange is the same thing. So the rub for Snowden is talking about the UFO. So if it tells 90% truth, the stuff we already know anyway. Oh, and the UFO, there is the rub. That's what it's there for. Because we're getting ready for disclosure. What I talked about an hour and a half ago. About I talked about a lot past hour and a half, didn't I? So, I mean, really, when you study this and you sit back, all the wars have been preempted. All the wars have been pre-planned. Those troops, those troops at Arlington, those troops going back to Revolutionary War, Civil War, Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, on pre-contrived, set-up wars where they didn't have to go and fight, but it was already set up by the Vatican, by the Illuminati, and by our own inside administration that's connected bloodline all the way back to the beginning of this country. Every single war. The you know, at first sight, the militant national power appears to be the major force in history. There's a power which can bring nations into military conflict. You know that the Middle East leaders, Saddam, saying all these guys, they're Freemasons. Castro was 7 years a Jesuit. Is a Cuban Missile Crisis. All that was all set up. Well, everything I'm telling you, just to save time, everything I'm telling you, I have evidence for. Ambassador Earl Smith said, I quote, "To the contrary, Castro could not have seized power in Cuba without the aid of the United States. American government agencies, United States press played a major role in bringing Castro to power. As U.S. ambassador to Cuba during the Castro Communist Revolution of 1957-1959, I had firsthand knowledge of the facts which brought about the rise of Fidel Castro," unquote, Ambassador Errol Smith. You see, the Bay of Pigs was all set up as a dialectic to start World War III, but too early. That's why the Israelis tried to sink the USS Liberty and blame it on Egypt, because the Third World War was planned to be in 1873 between Islam and the Zionists. So they wanted to start it early. It's out of time. It's out of God's time, too, because that ship, USS Liberty, would not go down. LBJ said he wanted that ship sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Now, you do have a split between the errant and the ill-conceived Illuminati in America and the illiterate, ill-conceived Illuminati in Europe are at odds with each other, but only for a bout of power. Some of them think they're doing the right thing. They think this is for mankind and all this and all that. But you got to lose some people along the way. That's their justification. No, sir. There's no justification. Both sides are wrong. All they're fighting for is who's going to be the big dog. White hats and black hats, it's the same head. They're just trying to figure out which color of hat they're going to put on the same head. God controls it. JFK went against it. Bobby Kennedy was on his side, even against his family. Family was Illuminati, Kennedy's. Malcolm X went to the Middle East. Wait a minute. Islam's not a violent religion. Of course, it was with the Muslim Brotherhood, but as a religion, no. So Malcolm X came back with a whole different attitude. I got quotes from him confirming that. His own words. He wasn't playing either. They were going to use the black Muslims to stir up the racial riots and killing. And then the KKK from Aryan Nation and KKK with the Christian identity was to start the racial riots to keep us busy. Well, they started World War III. New World Order. It didn't happen now, did it? Nope, it didn't. Didn't happen. You see how they do it? That's what really happened. And what really happened was it didn't. That's what happened. Unfortunately, four great men were killed because they stopped it. Not working together, but God had a hand in this. Well, General Douglas MacArthur, Korea, he said, I quote, "The possibility of Red China entry into Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected Red China from attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces, 500,000 men," unquote, General Douglas MacArthur. In other words, we stopped the free Chinese who would 100% sure would have made Red China not red anymore, but free China. We made sure it didn't happen by orders of the Vatican. The government administration, U.S. administration, stopped Chiang Kai-shek by blockading his advance to make sure. You understand how far this goes, how deep I'm talking about here. History books don't talk about that. But I got Douglas MacArthur says otherwise. The power which emerged in the open century had its birth long before all this is incubated, not conceived in the secret societies of Europe, even back in the 1700s. That's the enemy. It was briefly in the French Revolution and was supported by Thomas Jefferson, who was controlled by Adam Weishaupt in the same way that Colonel Mandel House controlled Woodrow Wilson, quote, his alter ego. Now, those of you that heard me last week, we talked about the Janet Perry and the rock and roll and how they were taken over. And they admit that their talent did not come from them, but from the entities inside them when they signed their name over to Lucifer. Did they not talk about an alter ego? Beyonce said alter ego. Now you see. Katy Perry, all of them, turned their life over to a demonic entity, as they admit themselves. The same goes for political agenda as well. Mm-mm. Now you see why, you know, people just don't want to hear this. And as the militia, they need to know what they're dealing with. More of us than them. Really? Well, what about the 22 suicides per day? You know about that? They understand the incredible number of Russians and Chinese already here in America right now. Do they understand that there's nobody in the Joint Chief of Staff that's really on their side, that they're going to be set up for slaughter? Do they understand this? Does the Freemasons know that they're going to be slaughtered once the Great White Brother has total control? They're going to double-cross them and slaughter every member of the secret societies? They don't know that either yet. It's going to happen. It's not a theory. It's a guarantee. I can't get out and get on a soapbox and go out of here and start telling people that. They, you know, I mean, I would have had the opportunity, but they're not going to believe it. They're just going to have to go through it. I mean, it's like I'm sitting here looking at a train wreck getting ready to happen and nobody's listening. It's just frustrating. The dialectic takes the trilateral manufactured managed conflict process one step further, though. In Hegelian terms, for example, let's take one, the Trilateral Commission. Let's do something real, which all of what I've been talking about is real, but from the axiom that it follows a controlled conflict creates a predetermined history. The Trilateral Commission discusses management conflict, right? Well, it does extensively in its literature. It implies the use of conflict for long and determined, predetermined ends, or not for the random exercise of manipulation. But the takes the trilateral managed conflict concept a little further. Using Hegelian terms, for example, an existing situation or force is the thesis. It generates a counterforce, which is the antithesis. Conflict between the two forces results in forming of a synthesis. Now, the process starts all over again, and the synthesis becomes the thesis. They've already planned the antithesis, and they do this all through history. So I'll give you some example. Watch. It's like two companies with undisclosed common stock holdings submitting competitive tenders for a project on a site, right? And their stockholders have different plans altogether. Whatever the outcome, the stockholder is in beneficial control. Now, some illustrations. The global elite's on top. They control both sides, the thesis and antithesis. So as I explained to you a little while ago, they wrote the thesis, which is Marxist Russia. I explained this already. The antithesis was neo-fascism, thereby fulfilling conflict of World War II. Specifically, the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. Because the United States, under control of the Vatican, constructed and subsidized the entire Soviet Union 1920s to present. Anthony Sutton confirms that. But on the other side, Hitler's accession to power, the Vatican going through the United States, and the puppets inside our government, constructed, subsidized National Socialism. You got profit. Even in World War I, the Rockefeller Foundation, Rockefellers, earned $200 million in World War I. What's the major reason? The big one that nobody gets. Because post-World War II, United Nations was a step closer to New World Order. The next conflict was communism. That's what Korea and Vietnam was all about. So since World War II, the globalist elite thesis was Marxist Russia. The antithesis was the capitalist West. No longer free enterprise, right? So you got the conflict of this fake Cold War. In fact, we constructed and subsidized the Soviet Union for Russia. And the USA constructed, subsidized Germany, Japan, Israel, foreign aid, Korea, Vietnam, and so forth. Profit and synthesis. Destruction of the Berlin Wall. And the lie about Reagan said, and he's a born liar. He said, tear down that wall. That's a lie. It was to placate and one step closer to New World Order. That's the bottom line. Globalist elite thesis was communist China. The antithesis would be USA. West would see Russia as under threat from China, unite with the CIS and profit. Synthesis would be the New World Order, begin the first seal. Second seal is World War III, between Islam and Zionism. Hadn't happened yet. It's getting ready to. Let's go to Australia. The thesis for Australia would be the Australian Liberal Party, or the U.S. Republican Party, whichever. Then the antithesis would be the Australian Labor Party, or the Democrat Party. Got a conflict of a general election. They control both sides. Barring campaign funds. I know for a fact, the Brooklyn Connection, I know for a fact, in Kerry's campaign, the Albanian Mafia contributed to Kerry's campaign. Man, I got a film showing them writing the checks. About that. Krasinski, whatever. Not Brzezinski, but. And they were writing checks on the Brooklyn Connection, the film that never made the United States. I still got the film. Oh, man. So then Australia, even though it's still a colony of England, it becomes a so-called pseudo-republic. So that the new constitution permitted usurpation of the state sovereignty and national sovereignty. So the surrender for Asian regionalization of the New World Order. That's why they balkanized Yugoslavia. That's why they're trying to balkanize the United States. And where's these so-called generals now? Where's Boykin at? Has he talked about the foreign trade zones inside? Has he talked about how it's going to be split up? No, not at all. Have they talked about how they're really going to stop the orchestrated suicides of 22 per day of our troops? No, not at all. Well, family, we're coming to the end of it. And guess what? They lose. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. All this messing around, God's going to put to a stop when the time comes. Your prayers, you giving word to witnessing to others about Jesus Christ, that's the answer. Well, my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I've got archives up of my past shows, and tomorrow, 4 to 6, I'll keep talking about this all week. I always bring up new stuff in all my broadcasts. Every one of them got something new in it. I bring up old stuff to show you how it goes in perspective. And then I tell you the new stuff. And that's how I do it. So y'all join me next Monday, 8 to 10. At RevelationRadioNetwork.org or my regular broadcast Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. I got Bible study Tuesday to Friday, 7:30 to 9. Right now I'm contemplating a Bible study on Saturdays, but I'm working on that. But right now, Tuesday to Friday, 7:30 to 9 is Bible study. It's tomorrow night and Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Join us on those. I hope I haven't scared much of you away, but you got to know what's really going on. All this TV stuff is contrived. These events, every one of them is contrived. Everything is contrived up. In the Gillian dialectic, that's the message tonight. You just got to figure out where it wants to go and just not go there. Prayer, fasting, working together. That's the answer. Anticipation of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. In the second coming, and not what Jerem Boykin is saying. That's absolute total nonsense and irresponsible. It just boggles my mind how these people can be that irresponsible. I think we're at the end of it here shortly, and when the music starts or ends, that's when it's going to happen. Here about 9 o'clock, another couple minutes. So I appreciate y'all's attention. And family, do the study, do the research, study your Bible. What's it all about? And just be ready. Because you're going to see it transpire, and you know where it's coming from now. And if you've got any comments or recommendations or whatever. I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And you can make comments or send questions that way. Or my email is tgambletom@yahoo.com. Another way to get in touch with me. T is in Tango, Gamble, G-A-M-B-I-L-L, T-O-M at Yahoo. And feel free to do that. You know, right now we're practicing. Right now this is in preparation for the next paradigm. Whatever it may be. Once you understand this principle, you're way ahead of the game. People don't want to hear this stuff, I'm telling y'all. They don't want to know it. The ones that do hear it think it's crazy. But they're going to remember it either way. But there's a change coming. Remember, Jesus Christ is the only way. The King James Bible is the only true word of God. There are no others. So now what I'm waiting for now is this broadcast will shut down here in a minute. And when it does, remember what I've said, there will be archives up later on. And family, just stay close to your family. Stay close to your word, the word of God. It's going to come down to that eventually. And do, if you have any ideas or questions, I'm open to hear them. Tonight kind of went by fast for me. I mean, it kind of kicked off about 30 minutes and pew, it's gone. Before I know it, it's 10 o'clock already. So I think I'm still talking. Okay, the show's done. All right, so y'all have a great night and have a great evening, and we'll see y'all next Monday, or I think I'm just talking. Next week.